narrated Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "While three persons were walking, rain began to fall, and they had to enter a cave in a mountain. A big rock rolled over and blocked the mouth of the cave. They said to each other, 'Invoke Allah with the best deed you have performed, so that Allah might remove the rock.' One of them said, 'O Allah, my parents were old, and I used to go out for to graze my animals. On my return, I would milk the animals and take the milk in a vessel to my parents to drink. After they had drunk from it, I would give it to my children, family, and wife. One day I was delayed, and on my return, I found my parents sleeping, and I disliked to wake them up. The children were crying at my feet because of hunger. That state of affairs continued till it was dawn. O Allah, if you regard that I did it only for your sake, then please remove this rock so that we may see the sky.' So the rock was moved a bit. The second said, 'O Allah, you know that I was in love with a cousin of mine, like the deepest love of a man may have for a woman. And she told me that I would not get my desire fulfilled unless I paid her 100 dinar, gold pieces. So I struggled for it till I gathered the desired amount. And when I sat in between her legs, she told me to be afraid of Allah and asked me not to deflower her except rightfully, by marriage. So I got up and left her. O Allah, if you regard that I did it only for your sake, kindly remove this rock.' So 2/3 of the rock was removed. Then the third man said, 'O Allah, no doubt you know that once I employed a worker for 1 faraq, 3 sa'a of millet, and when I wanted to pay him, he refused to take it. So I sowed it, and from its yield I bought cows and a shepherd. After a time that man came and demanded his money. I said to him, "Go to those cows and the shepherd and take them, for they are for you." He asked me whether I was joking with him. I told him that I was not joking with him and all that belonged to him. O Allah, if you regard that I did it only for your sake, then please remove the rock." So the rock was removed completely from the mouth of the cave.